Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rusty Wright. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rusty Wright. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Foster reaches second base with a double. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rommel. Foster scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch bunts towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Welch for the out. Young moves to third. Hauser moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young scores. Hauser scores. There goes Miller trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Foster, who tags Miller for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster juggles the ball. That's an error on Foster. Walker moves to second. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foster bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tobin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 0 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster throws to second for one, and McManus throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Welch moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Young moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright can't make a play. That's a base hit. Young moves to third. Hauser moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Young scores. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Browns. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Young moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. It's Browns, 5, Athletics, 5. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Athletics. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway bunts towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to second. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Collins pinch hits for Rusty Wright. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.